Kevin Geddings had, and now is resuming, a career in radio. In 2003, he was in Charlotte.
At the time, I owned a couple of radio stations in Charlotte, AM stations that I was transforming into bigger properties. They were talk radio stations by and large. Had a wife, a lovely family, and lived the middle-class lifestyle in a fairly nice city.
Before and after, though, Kevin worked as a political consultant.
I had been involved in politics, and I helped elect a Democratic governor in South Carolina on a platform of having a lottery for education. I ended up heading up a campaign to pass a lottery in South Carolina in 2000 that was successful. I moved to North Carolina, to Charlotte, to run these radio stations, and I was asked to volunteer to serve on the North Carolina Lottery Commission, to be one of nine commissioners. I thought it was a great honor and opportunity, and I accepted that opportunity and became a lottery commissioner in North Carolina.
And if this were a political thriller on television, this is the point when the background music would change to something ominous.
Within hours of being named, members of the media questioned the fact that I had worked for a vendor who provided scratch-off lottery tickets. It wasn't a conflict of interest. It was actually the main reason I was qualified to be on the lottery commission, because I understood the business.
Kevin Geddings became a news story, and federal prosecutors began to sniff blood.
I certainly never thought in my wildest dreams that I would be the subject of a federal probe. About a month later, I ended up resigning under media pressure. That 30 days of being on the commission and only going to two meetings as a volunteer turned into a federal indictment that resulted in a federal trial that in turn resulted in 3 years in a federal prison.
Kevin and his attorneys filed every appeal they could.
Ultimately, the Supreme Court ruled in June of 2010 that indeed what I had been charged with was not a crime, and it allowed the federal judge in my case to exonerate me and order my immediate release from prison.
You can't recoup losses from the federal government for wrongful conviction. And in any event, what Kevin Geddings lost couldn't be replaced. For one thing, he was served divorce papers behind bars.
As a result of it, I lost my wife of 15 years. A relationship was strained with my two children. I have a wonderful special needs son who didn't get to have access to his dad for 3 years.
Kevin has acquired a radio station in St. Augustine. He's reconnected with his kids, and he's remarried. What he carries with them are the memories of small things, such as being picked up in the middle of the night by his father, who has since passed away.
I called him at 9 o'clock at night and said, "Dad, I need you to pick me up from prison." So he comes and picks me up and throws me the car keys, because that's the ultimate sign of independence in his mind. And he was a former tough guy, retired Air Force Master Sergeant. I think we both cried, and we hopped in the car and we left.
They bought a lottery ticket. Kevin's father thought it would be funny, but of course they didn't win. The next day, Kevin went to Walmart.
It was only hours after I'd left prison and I walked into the Walmart in St. Augustine. 3 years since I'd been somewhere where I could buy something or even see other people freely, and I was beyond ecstatic. I think I stayed there for 2.5 hours, just walking around. I've been out now for over 3 years. I can call my daughter when I want to call her. I don't have to wait in line to use a payphone, and I won't be timed.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.